Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I think I told you guys that Jackie, who used to babysit Luke, moved away to California, right?
And, wait.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
She moved away to California, but she's back. Okay. Which is awesome. So she helped us out this past weekend when we went away. And something that you guys probably don't know about Jackie, too, is that she's always been very intuitive. She's always been one that kind of had this psychic abilities. And she used to back in the day where she'd like warn us about stuff. Like she'd say, you know, I don't know if this is a good idea for Luke. And we'd be like, what are you talking about? Like we thought she knew something. And she'd be like, my senses are. And then something would come true. Well, she does tarot card reading, and she has, in the past, been able to tell Chelsea and I, like, warnings on things. Like, one of them was, when we were leaving town, she warned us, like, 2 or 3 days ahead of time that our flight was going to be delayed, and our flight was delayed by 2 hours, we found out that morning.
Ooh, that's sweet.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Well, one of the big things, too, she said, she's always big on, she forewarns me on, like, when Mercury is in retrograde. And, Jackie, Mercury is in retrograde right now?
It sure is. Hi, how's it going, everybody?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
So I told Jackie, like, I want to bring you on the air. We've had so many psychics before on our show. And when we've had these psychics on the show, I had no idea who these people were. Like, you know, and some of them you get to know over time. But I know Jackie, and I've known Jackie for a long time. And so I've never really, like, known a psychic, like where I've been, you know, friends with a psychic. And it does get a little kind of weird where all of a sudden at dinner, she'll, like, all of a sudden start, you know, playing a game of poker with her cards and try to do tarot card readings at the table. But, you know.
I'm just trying to pick up on the energy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm more of a, the P word I try to stay away from just because it scares people. And realistically, like, only you can know your future.
So instead of psychic,
you're creating it.
What would you call yourself as someone who actually brings the tarot deck to dinner and stuff?
I'm an intuitive. I'm a channel energy.
Okay.
I don't like labels. So I don't know. That word scares people. Like, and I'm like Calvin and, you know, Christian. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
The church.
Right.
Yeah.
What is just a hobby,
Mom? What does Grandma and your mom think when you pull the cards out? Do they know that they know their tarot cards?
I wouldn't dare pull them out near them, but like I have before, and I've just been like, the energy I'm feeling is not great. Let me just say that.
What's the craziest thing?
Yeah, what's Jackie, something else you've predicted? Because, I mean, you know, flight being delayed can be a 50-50 here from Detroit.
Actually,
but
nowadays, though, get many delays anymore. That's the thing. Because there's not as many flights.
Well, Mercury, I wasn't saying, like, specifically their flight was going to get delayed. When Mercury is retrograde, Mercury is the planet that rules communication and travel, short distance travel, mm-hmm. business deals and information and stuff. So, like, when Mercury is retrograde, the awareness of the fact that your things might be delayed, you have to leave a little bit early for work because there might be an accident or you might get into an accident. Those are the things that rule, that Mercury rules. And Mojo is a Gemini and Chelsea is a Virgo, and both of those signs are ruled by Mercury.
Wow.
So like the chances that they are going to run into Mercury retrograde problems are larger because they're both ruled by the planet. So that's all I was saying. Other things I've predicted. I mean, I stay away from that. We all have a free will, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you your energy, and then I can tell you what the best option is. At the end of the day, what I'm telling you is you can do it. I believe in you. Change your mindset.
That's the one thing. When you do this, you kind of do therapy too.
Healer, homie.
Yeah, you're a healer, homie. So try it, with, Shannon. Shannon, are you willing to try this?
Sure.
Do you want it?
I don't know. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Do I have to tell you
my zodiac sign, or what do I have to do?
Tell me your zodiac sign, but I think I already know it.
tell me what you think it is.
I thought you were
crazy.
Is your birthday in January?
Yeah. Yep, I'm on the cusp, but I think I'm more Capricorn. My birthday is January 19th.
Oh, you know whose birthday is the 18th? Oprah Winfrey, but we don't have to get into that.
Dolly Parton shares a birthday with me.
Great. I love her. That's amazing.
Okay. I know you don't care. Whatever. All right. It's important to me, Jackie.
All right. Try it.
Let me just tell you a little bit of information. You're ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is moving into Aquarius by the end of the year.
Okay.
So you're about to blow up, girl.
Like in a good way or a bad way? Because I already had a blow up last year. It was a hard year for me, Jackie. I can't do another year like that.
Let me tell you why. Because Saturn, your ruling planet, was in Capricorn, a constellation of Capricorn. Uh-huh. And when it's in the planet that it rules, it's like really, really intense. And Saturn's the planet of like order and like father time and like structure. It's like the daddy with the belt, you know? So if you're not in order, he's going to put you in order. And I think everyone's
going to
have
that. Is 2021 going to be a good year for me? Is that what you mean by that?
And numerology-wise, 2021 is a 5-year. And 5 years all about movement and taking action and, like, changes, positive changes.
Oh, I love
so,
that.
Like, and
I really
as
do.
As these planets are moving into Aquarius, it's going to be Aquarius, which is an air sign. It's going to be a lot more, like, less stress. Because Capricorn is really, like, the business I almost flipped there.
That's okay.
Wow. So, like, it's, you know, it's in business. But
this stuff fascinates me. It really does.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I picked 3 cards for you, girl. The 7 of Wands, the Page of Pentacles, and the Ace of Cups. Okay. And this is the energy of someone who's... So the 7 of Wands is all about patience, having the patience to get through to this Page of Pentacles, which is like a new beginning in money and something that is going to bring you whatever it is that you want, like monetary value. Not necessarily... Just like things, material things, like an idea, a new beginning. And then the Ace of Cups, which is like all the love in the world. It's divinely sent.
Wait, so does that mean she's going to find love in 2021?
100% if that's what she wants. It takes patience and going within. And like the pages represent like a kind of naive in a bad way, naive, like a childlike sense, like you're excited about something. So that's kind of what love is, if that's what you want. Mm-hmm. The Page of Pentacles represents something that's going to bring you that, what it is that you want, that you're so excited about, like in a childlike way. So sometimes love is that way. You're just like super excited about it. You got butterflies. And the Ace of Cups is literally all about a divinely sent new beginning in love. So your patience is needed here, girl.
What about Mike? Let's go through Mike. Okay. He's about to buy a house. Jackie. Mike, what's your sign, Mike?
My birthday is February 21st. I think I'm a Pisces.
You sure are. That is the most evolved sign. Good for you, Mike.
Good for him. He was just born that day. His parents, man.
I know. He's going to get to
she doesn't
his
care.
Ascension a little quicker. He has the time. Anyway, okay, let's see. Ooh.
By the way, this is my psychic sitter, Jackie.
It.
Jackie, what was it?
Psychic sitter is a good name.
What were you calling the business? Jackie's, what is it?
Oh, so my last name is Keikos, and I just removed one of the K's. So now my business is called Chaos and Cosmos.
Chaos and Cosmos. All right, let's find out what's going on for Mike.
Okay, so I got the Magician, the Hanged Man, and the Knight of Swords. And the Magician is all about being able to manifest whatever it is that you want. So if you're looking for a house, this is being able to, like, having the awareness that you're going to get only whatever it is that you want. But this is, your mind is bigger, like your attitude and your thoughts are going to create this reality. And so when the Magician comes up, it's like just a reminder to really figure it out what it is that you want in a home, in whatever this is going to bring you, your home life even. Mm-hmm. And then the Hangman is about going within. The Hangman is all about taking the time in like an alternate state. So maybe some meditation or even just like time to yourself, listening to music or whatever it is that you do to relax. You don't have to share that with us, Mike.
What do you think? You think Mike's got some weird...
I don't know. I was in Grand Rapids with him once at a party and I was like, I think Mike could get weird.
I get that a lot. It's weird. I get that a lot.
Okay.
In the best way. And then I have the Knight of Swords, which is like a quick change because swords represent intellect. So like this is saying to me that once you figure out what it is that you want exactly, like by deciding, not even figuring it out, by making the choice, because that's what this is. Like once you make the choice, our thoughts create our reality. So decide what it is that you want. Go within further and maybe ask your lady.
too, because that's always helpful.
Do you see another baby in the future for those guys?
There is, at the bottom of the deck, there is the death card, which is a rebirth, like a change. So, potentially. Normally, the baby cards are not, but let's see. Are not.
Rebirth of what,
but
then?
It's just like a rebirth of a family, a rebirth in a new location. It could be a rebirth in
that's
whatever
perfect.
It is.
Perfect. So you're moving.
Yeah.
Could mean the herpes comes back.
The herpes always comes back, homie.
Yeah. Forever.
What about baby?
Is he the sea moss guy, Jackie?
What was that?
Dr. Sabi.
Yeah. He's the man.
Well,
but you can get rid of the herpes spike. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
He's joking about that.
I was joking.
I was kidding. Sorry.
Baby for Mike?
Okay.
Should he be buying a 4-bedroom house?
Okay, so at the bottom of the deck, I got the Fool, and that's a new beginning. So you're ready for a new beginning, and then I have the Emperor, the Lovers, and the Queen of Wands. So this says to me that it's not really up to you. It's like it's a choice in love, but it's up to your wife. I know you're married now, right?
Yeah.
You're married. I think it's up to her. I think ultimately the Emperor is about like someone is like the daddy of all daddies.
And isn't she the one that wants more babies, Mike?
If you want.
Or no?
No, I do.
You want more babies.
Yeah.
So no baby.
That's the thing. No baby. That's the daddy of all daddies. But then there's the Lovers in between. And the Lovers card is actually Gemini energy. But it's having to make a choice in love. And then you have the Queen of Wands. What's her name? Abby?
Allie.
Right? Allie, sorry. When is her birthday?
March.
Michael.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It's the 18th or 19th.
Are you joking?
No, we talked about.
Okay.
It's one of those two. It's 19.
Wait.
Okay.
Well,
Mike.
I think that it's going to be up to.
I don't think he's having a baby, by the way. All right. Jackie, how can people follow you?
Oh, man. I've got like 30 followers on Instagram, but I would love some more. I have an Instagram for my intuitiveness called Chaos and Cosmos. You can follow me there. I have a website, too, if you want your own reading. I do natal chart readings. This is my shameless blog here.
Yeah. What's the website?
ChaosandCosmos.com.
Okay. All right.
Thanks so much for calling.
You are so perfect for this.
Just her voice. I can smell the incense and hear the beaded curtain in this room.
The funny part is that your clients turn out to be like best friends of yours. Like you get invited over to like parties and stuff and family gatherings and all this stuff from clients of yours.
I'm a hit. Did we have any question of that, though?
By the way, Luke said, I said to Luke, I go, Luke, how much did you see Jackie this weekend? And he goes, Dad, I was playing video games the entire time. Plus, I don't know, every time that I would go upstairs, I'd see Jackie with the cards and she was working it. Were you like doing phone calls with clients or something, or what were you doing?
I was making that cash, you know?
I love it.
All right. I'm always shuffling.
All right. Well, Jackie, thank you for going on with us. We appreciate it. ChaosandCosmos.com and follow on Instagram.
You're listening to Mojo in the Morning.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.